The mortuary temple of Hatshepsut. It was a duty of ancient Egyptian monarchs to build a structure to honor gods and preserve the memory of their reign. This was not just a grandiose gesture, but was central to unification of the state. The mortuary temple of Hatshepsut was a fulfillment of that duty. She began construction soon after her coronation, except her temple was bigger and more elaborate than any ever built. The three levels of the temple featured stories told through reliefs, paintings, and statues. Each colonnade had a role. For example, the birth colonnade on the right of the ramp leading to the third level illustrates Hatshepsut as a divine creation with god Amun as her true father. And the punt colonnade to the left of the ramp narrates her expedition to a land of punt, a place far away and forgotten for centuries before her accession to the throne. The architecture of the temple honors the traditional Egyptian value of symmetry. Well-preserved, yet a sufferer of political vandalism, this temple has her images as a queen intact, but all depictions showing her as a king destroyed by her stepson. Next week, I will bring to you the concluding story of my series on Egypt, the Temple of Karnak. Pin it for its history.